A story here from CNN. More kids, teens, and young adults are experiencing anxiety, but fewer are getting the appropriate treatment, according to new research. A new study looked at data from the National Ambulatory Medical Care Survey.
Yeah.
And assessed office-based physician visits to see how many included an anxiety disorder diagnosis and what treatment, if any, was given. The patients aged in range from 4 to 24. While visits for anxiety increased from 1.4% in 2006 to 4.2% in 2018. The proportion of visits with therapy decreased. The likelihood of a patient receiving medication alone to treat the anxiety with no therapy increased significantly in the later years of the data. Have you ever had anxiety? Sam?
Ever? Do I ever not?
Okay.
I mean, I've had anxiety, but not. It's not like I suddenly decided I wanted to take medication for it.
I mean, I've never had the desire to take medication for it, but that's also just kind of something, I was raised that...
You don't take medicine for it.
Yeah, deal with it in your own mind kind of a thing.
Get over it.
You are anxious, but I wouldn't say anxiety.
I'm very anxious. Sometimes it's so bad that, like, I can't swallow.
Why?
Well, I have a very hyperactive brain. I believe that I qualify for ADHD over and over and over and over again. And so my brain likes to go down rabbit holes. And then when I can't convince it to stop, I get all, my chest gets hot, my hands get hot.
Bajiggity and you can't, you can't think and you can't breathe and it's a whole thing.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Like actually talking about it right now, I can feel my armpits perspirating more actively the more words that I say.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought to go to a psychologist?
I have not.
Why?
Because it's scary.
I go to a psychologist. It's not scary.
Well, it's scary to me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, hang on. Let's peel this onion back a little bit.
I might suggest that. It might.
It would probably do me a lot of good, but I also know that I'm really good at building walls mentally.
Yeah, we all are.
You don't really want to stir anything up that is latent or dormant. Is that what you're saying?
Not even that. I think I would just sit there and not participate.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm weird.
I don't know. Stop.
I don't think you're weird at all.
Sam, seriously, bring the wall down. What's the problem?
This is a bad week for this. I'm doing some mental jumping jacks all week.
I understand. We all do. I get it. Why not go see a psychologist?
Well, cost has been a big hiccup.
It's covered by insurance.
Not mine.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, mental health providers should. I mean, Odyssey's a pretty decent.
Sam. I see a psychologist. Insurance pays for it.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out.
Listen, I'm not sweating. No, stop. I'm not trying to weird you out. What I'm saying is, I mean, we cannot, with a straight face, sit on this show and talk about mental health as much as we do, and then not practice it ourselves.
I mean, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I.
Yeah.
Word vomit on all of the people in my life when I have a problem, as I did to you earlier.
Well, listen. Somebody says, Scott, leave him alone. You're making him uncomfortable. Maybe I am.
Yep.
Maybe he needs to be made uncomfortable.
Back-to-back texts. Don't do it. Sam, please get help, man.
Okay.
Well, just know you can always call me if you get weird. I think we've made that abundantly clear.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I am a huge advocate for going to see a psychologist. And I wasn't in the beginning. And I go see a guy, Dr. B. I'm not going to give his last name. And I started seeing him in 2018. And I was horribly opposed. I mean, he could tell the second I sat down, I wanted nothing to do with him. And Kelly was the one who recommended that I go, and people were saying, Sam, don't do it. My God, stop.
Well, I guess my thing is, my ex-girlfriend was studying to be a psychologist, and a large part of what I saw was that the root of sitting down was to find the cause of your anxiety and the cause of your problems.
Yep.
I know the cause.
Okay.
But all right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, somebody says, leave him alone, quit browbeating him. That's fine. I won't browbeat Sam. But I will tell you, Sam, and I would tell anybody else, there is nothing wrong.
No shame in that game.
With asking for help. And there is nothing wrong with going down and getting a psychologist or a psychiatrist, whatever it is that you want. Psychiatrists can prescribe drugs. Psychologists cannot. And just sitting down and talking. There is great remedy in talk therapy.
Preach.
And I believe that. And so, Sam, I'm not browbeating you. I'm sorry if it came across that way. That was certainly not my intention.
No, you're good.
I care about you. I love you.
Samesies.
And I can tell that sometimes you are struggling.
My forehead is currently moist.
Well, and that was never my intent. That was not my intent.
No, it's all good.
I'm just encouraging you to talk it out. I mean, we can't sit here, and I know we're late on the break. We can't sit here and preach about mental health and getting help and asking for help if we're not willing to practice it in our own lives. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with it. I've spent the last 10 years of my life begging for help. Begging for help. And I know you have too. 586-7798. Sam Stevie, Michael Mackey. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.